from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550. Gonna be that in an hour,
coming in the band, shy shoes. Well, I guess I've committed to this already, thinking that this NFL preseason would be more interesting than most, if not all, for many years. It is interesting how teams are playing week 3. Like right there in Zach's update, Russell Wilson. I got the obligatory press release email from NBC. They're showing, they're carrying Washington, New England Sunday night. Tarico Collinsworth. Week 3 of the preseason, which is better put as the last week of the preseason.
The end of the preseason.
The end. The literal last game of the preseason will be this New England-Washington game. And the press release I got an hour ago says, Drake May versus Jaden Daniels. They must know.
Ooh. I don't know. Do they? I would expect May to play. But
same.
Daniels has been named the starter.
He's still a rookie.
Yeah, I know, but dang.
I think they have to know. I bet they even sort of agreed to it before any of this happened, that Washington and New England would both play their rookies for that to get a Sunday night game.
Oh, I don't believe that at all.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, we'll never know.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. They're not going to tell us, you know, and he may play or may not, but we'll know that they didn't agree to it if he doesn't play, I guess. So we will get an answer that way. If he plays, we won't know if they were, you know, forced to play him because it's going to be on Sunday Night Football.
By the way, it's bothering me, and it's too early for this to be taking shape. It's bothering me that there's May and Mayo. Like every time I see a Mike Giardi tweet about the Patriots,
I know.
I don't know if the quarterback is talking or if the coach is talking.
That has happened to me a few times.
May and Mayo is bad.
It's helpful.
Take the E off.
Right. It's helpful if there's like if there's video. You know, like if the tweet is accompanied by a picture and there's, you know, the coach standing there, I know what the two men look like, to some extent anyway. So I don't get, but yeah, any text, anything without a picture, I'm like, what was that about? I do get.
I fell for that today. Why is Drake May talking about who the quarterback should be? That's not a question for him.
That's weird.
Oh, it was the coach. Yeah. Mayo is the name of the coach.
Why is Drake May talking about whether Drake May is ready to handle a huddle? Well, I guess he could get asked that question anyway. Drake May would. Probably has been asked that question. But yeah.
How are you feeling today versus yesterday?
You mean like how sad I was yesterday, kind of about the Bills?
Vibes.
Vibes, yeah. Well, I did have, I had a positive, what could be a reactionary thought on the way in today about them that would be definitely not considered sad or depressed or negative. And
you
it
thought
was,
of the Tim Tyndale game? Is that what happened? You sort of had a flashback?
Not today. No, you know what I thought I was thinking about on the way in today is maybe Joe Brady will be really good at this.
Okay.
What's with the sound?
It's my day to be negative.
Okay.
My turn.
All right, fine.
It's my turn.
But maybe he'll be really good at this. Like, even
do you think he will?
I just think he could be. I don't know. Do I think he will? Yes, I do, because the Bills are awesome and I love them.
No, you could.
No, I know. I think it's possible that he's really good at it. Like, he was sort of a rising star. And then Carolina, you just got Matt Rhule shrapnel all over him in Carolina, came here, sort of bided his time and got elevated. And I know they ran it more than we'd like them to run it, but maybe he's going to be good at scheming, you know, guys open and using motion and all the things that we are, I think, look for as clues. Is this guy on top of it?
This is so interesting. What do we always try to do? I'm thinking of Dable for this. You look at their career. Someone new shows up. New offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, new anybody. Sean McDermott, new anybody. How do you decide? This is so good. I was bragging to Bulldog half an hour ago, like, oh, I just had a good idea. This is so much better than my idea. Well, I still want to say it, but this is way better.
Well, this is great. I work here, so it's good.
No, I mean, this is great. Some new person gets hired by the Bills. How do you decide whether to believe in it? Not just in the way you just sort of mocked me for, which is like, oh, go Bills. No, like if you really cared about being right, how would you decide about whether, you know, how you felt? What's the first thing you would do? The first thing I would do is look at their career history. Look at their resume.
Sure. Yeah.
And is there anyone more to the extremes than Joe Brady that you can imagine? He was the offensive coordinator at LSU, Burrow, Jefferson, Chase, CEH. Like, how much better can you do than that collection of talent for skill position players?
Yeah, you can argue about rankings and everything. Might be the two best receivers in the NFL right now. And
that's right.
One of the best quarterbacks. I mean, I don't think Burrow is Mahomes or Allen, but he's excellent. And
well, who was the Alabama? Well, maybe that was like Hurts or Tua or somebody, but still, right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, this is college football.
Yeah.
If he had been in the NFL with those players, it probably looks good.
I would bet it would, yeah.
Burrow, Jefferson, Chase, CEH got a first round pick out of it.
Sure.
You know,
whatever.
Say what you want.
Yeah.
So what would you think, just on the surface, of any offensive coordinator that ran that offense? They're amazing.
Sure, or I think I could probably make that work.
Well,
you know,
let's just say, like, I don't know. Like, we could get the film out, but based on the results,
right. The
point is, based on the results,
they smashed.
Oh, there's no question that the guy would get an NFL opportunity out of that, and he did. And he gets Carolina, which, how much worse could that have gone?
It would be hard to fathom it going much worse than it did.
So you try to make a call on a new coordinator, and you look at this guy, and it was the best college offense of all time and the worst NFL offense of all time, you know, ish, right? That makes it hard.
It does.
Dable for me was, okay, well, you're the same. I always want to give the benefit of the doubt. New hire. I mean, name anybody in Bill's history since I've been working here. Like, you know, we had the guys from Chicago when we were at the Super Bowl the one year making fun of Buffalo because they'd hired Geron. That might have happened the week of the Super Bowl. And you know what? Like, I don't want to make fun of it. He was a coach of the year in the NFL. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe it works. Anything can work, right? That's our joke in fantasies. Anything can work. Oh, you want to draft five tight ends? Anything can work. So you want to give some respect to it. McDermott, to me, was like not a great idea. I thought he was hired because he was a wrestler, and Terry Pegula liked that he was a wrestler. You know, like sort of a toughness element that was missing with Rex Ryan. Fine. Defense, okay, like all of it to me was sort of not exciting at all. How's it gone?
Pretty damn good. Yeah.
Going into year eight, 7 seasons, 6 playoffs. So who knows?
Right.
Brady is so interesting for this and maybe tough. Dable, I started to say, had my problem with it was, you know, sure, maybe anything can work, but he'd never run like a actual good offense. He was an assistant in New England, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quarterbacks coach, even maybe?
I don't know. Brady? I don't remember. He might have had a few different titles.
He was not the offensive coordinator, but he was an assistant. He was on the staff in New England when they were always good. Alabama, but nowhere here is like this guy ran a good offense.
Right, there was Cleveland and Brady Quinn, maybe, or like that.
Right.
Yeah, I remember the you know, when we were talking about that when he got here, it's like, well, look at who he had to work with. He never really had a guy like a stud at college, maybe, but he wasn't in charge in New England. Obviously, Tom Brady was there, but when he was in charge, he had sort of scrap heap or guys that ended up being kind of punchline bust joke type guys. So you don't need probably what Joe Brady had at LSU, but you got to have a guy that can unlock it all for you. I think that is vital. Like any coordinator is not going to get anywhere if his quarterback play is just garbage. And I would say the list of guys that played under it. Now you can blame Dave. Like, this is not to ignore that he should be able to help that person, that player, that quarterback, and improve on their flaws and find their strengths. But again, the guys really, there's not a guy on there that I can think of. I don't remember the list by heart, but I just remember looking at it going like, these guys were all pretty bad players, it turned out. And so however much you want to pin that on Daboll, I just thought, well, clean slate. He's going to have a different guy here and maybe he can work. And holy cow, did it work.
I mean, this is sort of flattering myself, I guess, on some level, but I thought what attributed to a lot of his success was simply running more motion and play action. Like, just simply do that. The stuff that Warren Sharp will tell you to do that is usually provably right. Why can't any NFL coordinator just do that? Run play action on every play. Run motion on every play. Cheat code stuff. And the Bills did that under him. I don't know. Dable, I'm sure, knows a lot about football. He might have also been online and could figure out that there was like sort of a
movement,
an advantage there that nobody even, you know, I remember talking to Micah Hyde about, hey, do you know that play action is just like sort of automatically good for the offense? Like, what, you know, did you ever look at that? And he's like, what are you talking about? You know, I'm just, no. But it doesn't even matter if there's no establishing the run. It's all just a myth. It's all just sort of NFL booth talk from the 80s. Doesn't really matter if you've established anything. If you fake the handoff, the pass play has a better chance of working, simply. So Dable, I think, knew that, but he had just never proven, established, if you will, that
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
He was somebody you could trust on that level, and it turned out that he was. And I don't know. Brady, for me, is very much up in the air.
Yeah, I'm not saying different. I'm saying
hopefully.
Could he be good? You know, maybe he's really good at this.
But do you think, what is your level of confidence? I think it's very much up in the air. I don't like what they turned into last year.
I would flip a coin on it, is what I would say. So I don't, but I just wanted to consider, you asked me what I'm thinking about. That literally was what I was thinking about driving down Maple Road. Like, maybe Joe Brady's good at this. I don't know. It's the talking point. I don't know if he is. I just know that there was like a rising star element to his career that, again, got, and he should bear some responsibility for it. I mean, it was a mess where he was in Carolina, and he sort of had to fall back and start over again. And here he is in a pretty prime spot. I mean, we've talked a lot about how the credit that'll get doled out around here, and he's been a part of that. Like, if this hums with him at the helm, I mean, I don't know, he could be gone in a year. Like, if they rock on offense, he'll fly right up the charts, because just like McDermott will be a higher level candidate for Coach of the Year and Josh Allen will be a higher level candidate for MVP, all the storylines here are this guy left, that guy left, you traded this guy, you couldn't afford that guy, you're starting over, where's the number one, alpha, all that stuff. And if this offense somehow, I'm not telling you it's going to happen, but if it doesn't miss a beat, however it looks, whether they're running 5% more often and they're playing 12 personnel more or whatever, but if the results are there, he'll become a head coach like that.
Yeah, especially because he's young.
And I think, to me, that's in the window. I don't know, like, it's, you know, he could also be a disaster. They're going to miss all these personnel that they've lost and changed out, and it just isn't going to be the same, and he'll probably get... he'll get caught up in that, just like, you know, just like the positive would land on him, the negative will too. But I was thinking about him on the way in. Not sure why. It's not like Chris and Steve were talking about it directly or anything. It just popped into my head. Like, hey, that's an important new guy that we don't have a full book on. We got a partial book from last year, but, you know, we all know you couldn't really do what you wanted to do. You were sort of midstream trying to just adapt.
So. Sue O'Neill was talking about him, actually, on my drive-in.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's funny that you say all this. 2020 Panthers, then 21. Who were his quarterbacks with the Panthers, by the way? Just a little trivia.
Is there a Teddy Bridgewater in there?
There is. And then the next year, it's Darnold.
Darnold, oh boy.
And then Newton.
Okay.
Newton is back in Carolina. In 21.
That happened?
Yep.
Wow.
That would be really cool if you knew Joe Brady, who might be younger than Cam Newton. If you knew Joe Brady, wouldn't you love to just sit with him, have a beer, and talk about what that year was like? Holy cow. I mean, 21 Panthers. Newton, who was already a star there, former MVP, goes to New England. That doesn't work. Goes back to Carolina. They lose every game he plays. And I just wonder what the dynamics were like. I think Brady is 34. Would Newton be older than that?
I bet he is.
He has to be. 35. Bam.
Nailed it.
That's a great omen right there.
Yeah.
So the vibes now, whether it's Joe Brady or anything else, everything else, are what? Let's put a number on it. Scale of 1 to 10. How about this? How do you feel about the Bills' season ahead right now versus how you remember feeling a year ago? I looked up a couple of show sheets from last year.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember a specific thing, except for that one preseason game in Pittsburgh, actually, that went terribly. Wasn't that last year?
Yeah.
That I was thinking about. We were talking about Dalton Kincaid a lot. We were talking about Diggs, right? Off the minicamp stuff, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. just him. But he was there, and I wanted to think everything was fine, and I don't know, maybe it wasn't,
I mean,
but
they played. They did all their handshakes and everything. It looked
They did
fine.
All the handshakes, and he had a great first month.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
But he had a great first four or five games.
Yeah.
Do you think you feel worse than last year?
Yes. Yeah, I don't think that. I didn't even hesitate there. Yeah, yes, I absolutely do. Last year, I think I still largely think this. I think how the 22 season ended had a lot to do with the emotional wreckage at the DeMar Hamlin situation. I just think a lot of guys were just broken down emotionally in a way that it'd be very hard to get their very best. When it really mattered in, you know, playoff time and all that, they struggled to beat Miami with Skylar Thompson and then, you know, got manhandled by the Bengals. And I remember feeling like they're going to be fine. They're going to clear all that. They still got, you know, most of the same dudes and let's go. And so I was thinking about the one seed and the whole thing last year. And this year, I mean, we haven't talked about it in a few weeks now, but the one seed is not something I am thinking about at all. I mean, I know they're not eliminated from contention to be the best team in the conference, but it's just not what is on my mind as I'm thinking about the season and the standings and the race and the whole thing. So there's an indicator. I mean, that'll just tell you. I don't think they're going to win 13 games and be the one seed. I feel like 11 is probably their ceiling with their schedule, with their roster, like all of it. So last year I did not have a limit at all, really, on what I thought they could do. I thought they could be the best team in the league. Because I thought a lot of whatever the hand-wringing about the Bengal game looked like and how it ended, like that's all just going to be left on the side of the road. Not say like they still weren't impacted by it, but I think in the weeks right after it, it's understandable to me that they weren't entirely at their best. So come back and you're better than ever.
Man, it's tough. It's interesting because it's tough for me to pinpoint what I was feeling 1 year ago. We've talked all the time. This is fascinating to me over the last 4 or 5 years, just how more critical any average person would be about them than they were. Like there's a bell curve. 3 years ago, maybe 21, maybe was a peak where 20 happened and like 21, everything's great. 13 seconds, 22, everything's probably great, but that stupid game.
Yeah.
Like that window, whatever that is, like 18 months, 20 into 21 into 22 is like, that's the Super Bowl favorite Bills, right? So before that, they haven't proven anything. Then you come up the bell curve and like, okay, this is it. And now, I don't know how far down it is. It would vary, you know, fan to fan. Mm-hmm. But it's some distance down. I can't pinpoint what last year, August 21st, was about. Edmonds had left.
Sure, there was a lot of who's going to be the linebackers. You know, who's going to replace Edmonds.
Von Miller is coming off a knee injury. But what is there really to say about that? You just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's gone that we think is meaningful this year was here. Diggs, Davis, White, Hyde, Poyer.
Morse.
I always put him last. Just happens that way. We're talking about Kincaid's role. We're talking about Edmonds a little bit. We're talking about, I don't know,
James Cook, maybe? Like, he was taking over the number one running back job.
Sure.
So that was probably...
But so
some,
what?
Yeah, right.
That wouldn't have been
right.
Anything to me.
Not,
like,
not a meter mover, really.
Don't care. Never did. Don't now. Like, whatever. Put the whoever running back you want, fine. Just don't fumble. Wow, yeah. It does seem like it should be, like, common that people are less optimistic. That's how I'd want to put that, than a year ago.
It's the
names who have left.
It's the names who left, and it's also the fatigue of them not getting there.
Right.
I think that would be there even if, I mean, in what world does nobody change over on a football team? But, you know, if, I don't know, two or three of the however many names you ticked off there, six names. Like half of those dudes hadn't left, right? If Hyde were still here, but Poyer left, or vice versa, and Morris was still here, and Davis were still here, say. That's even slight. I think if all of them were here, there still would be, like, they're never going to do it. They're never going to do it. And that still, I think, begins at 13 seconds. Because that happened, it just is there, and so that's baked in. So they could have, you know, maybe if they had changed out, like if they traded for Ayuk after that divested themselves of Diggs, then maybe that's different. But if the same people are all still here in the same roles, with similar, you know, Joe Brady instead of Ken Dorsey, but everyone's still here, I think fans would still kind of be like, yeah, I kind of like him. Like that. Instead of like, whoa, go Bills.
You could say the change is good. I mean, they got younger.
Yeah.
If they didn't have safety injuries, maybe if you didn't have a Samuel injury too, then you could lean into that. It's interesting. Do you remember how you felt a year ago? And how does that compare with right now? What are the vibes like for you? 1 to 10 optimism levels for the Bills this season. Sal Capaccio, Paul Hamilton today. There is one thing that I'm remembering now that's the same for me as last year. Why my optimism would have been at least somewhat muted. There is one thing that I have not thought of until just this second that is the same as last year, as we've been talking here. We'll get to that. Would love to hear from you at 803-0550. Vibes this year versus last overall. We'll talk to Sal at 4. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.